Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Shores. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Storti reaches third base with a triple. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Bill Shores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shores takes first base on ball four. Dykes moves to third. McNair moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive to center field. Schulte throws towards the plate. Farrell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Farrell. Dykes scores. McNair scores. Shores goes all the way around to score. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Hank McDonald now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Betancourt for the double play. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Haas trying to get to third. Betancourt throws the ball into Storti, who tags Haas for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Farrell to Melillo covering second. The throw back to home, and Cochran is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult scores. Melillo scores. Goslin moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Browns, 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Burns reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Betancourt moves to third. It's 6-4, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy is walked intentionally. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Haas fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Haas. Melillo goes all the way around to score. Storti moves all the way to home. It's 8-4, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 4. the Browns will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Betancourt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Burns reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Schultz hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Browns. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.